Good evening, everyone, and welcome to any guests that are with us this evening. We're honored by your presence. Always welcome at the cathedral. The sacred scriptures for this Sunday, the second to the last of the liturgical year, and the gospel for next Sunday as well as the first two Sundays in the season of Advent. As we begin next Sunday, the solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe, what we're hearing this Sunday and next really could be understood as summaries of the wisdom of the teaching of Jesus with the Gospel of St. Matthew. We're nearing the end of hearing from him. First Sunday of Advent, we will move to the Gospel of St. Mark. As we have heard, as if we've not gotten it yet, for several Sundays there's much about the end of the world and its subsequent judgment on you and on me. Since I will have the homily next Sunday as well, I made the decision to focus my attention on the first reading from the book of Proverbs. We'll save the cheery topic of the end of the world for next Sunday. So this week, reflections on marriage from the Christian Catholic perspective. It is based on, a good bit for me, St. John Paul's remarkable teaching entitled Theology of the Body. It really did change how I understood the dignity and the beauty of each and every one of us, held up the very image of God. His work began as a book prior to his election of Pope, a book entitled Love and Responsibility. It's thick, and he covers many areas, including what it means to be married in Christ. What we hear in the book of Proverbs, indeed what we hear in a good bit of the Jewish Testament, is the very foundation, not only of his work, but also how we understand what the relationship, in particular, the relationship of married and married in Christ is all about. So this evening, we heard in the book of Proverbs a few verses from a poem that concludes the book. The last chapter is composed of poetic lines, each beginning with consecutive letters of the Hebrew language. And the entire poem begins with an announcement that all these are sayings that the wise King Lemuel of the Jewish tradition learned from his mother. Now, what we didn't hear was the very first admonition that his mom taught him, and what his mom taught him was about drinking wine. It should be given only to those who need to be distanced from their personal miseries. So her advice, the book of Proverbs, the wisdom, is that the king, her son, needs to be available for wise counsel, says his mother. So stay away from the wine. I suppose the same is true for a rector or a pastor. Sorry to say. What we've heard are a few verses of a longer section that seem, at least at first hearing, it makes sense, the description of a good wife. But that's not really the point. It's not the point of King Lemuel's mother. The verses are meant to summarize wisdom. Wisdom contained in all the sayings in the book of Proverbs. So the wife, that title is there because it serves as a symbol. Serves as a symbol because that's what the king witnessed and observed in his mother. It's the person who lives with proper relationship with God. So for him, it's her. But it's any person of wisdom who does the work of God. That's the point of the book. Deeds of charity, care, duty, responsibility are not solely what a wife and mother do, but what every faithful man or woman does who is faith-centered, doing the work and will of God. Wisdom is shared and meant to be lived by those who reverence God and their own participation in the works of God. So this chapter presents an image of really any one person who embraces the wisdom of the Jewish tradition and lives faithfully all they have received. The first point, important one, is that it should not be a surprise then that the church uses marriage and a spousal relationship as the image of the relationship between Christ and his church. The critical word is relationship. For one reason, the church uses this, if you think about it, the beauty of our Catholic tradition is that what we have, what I would call a sensual spirituality. Think about it. Inherent in most of the seven sacraments is some form of physical action. Take and eat, drink. The grace of a healing touch that comes in the anointing of the sick. Sign of the cross, physically, on the forehead of the young man or the young woman receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit in confirmation. The holy bond, the sacred marriage covenant, the end is sealed with an act of love. So God saturates us with life through our senses, saturates us with life-giving grace, so pervasive, so powerful, that it courses through us from our heads to our toes. What that leads us to, it's a great sense of hope, and it leads to great joy. Doesn't mean that every day is what King Lemuel's mother would try to suggest. Every day is not wine and roses. The second facet that we must acknowledge is that our Catholic tradition says that revelation is ongoing. We're on this adventure of what I like to call this adventure of truth-telling. We learn more. Learn more about God. Learn more about ourselves. Learn more about the relationship that he has established with us, desires for us, and wants to build for us. And we discover that as time passes. That's called wisdom. So the point in the book of Proverbs is reverence for God and those created in the image of God. So if you think to yourself, especially but not limited to, all those living in the vocation of marriage, you've ever heard anyone say, you know, she idolizes him. Or you know, he worships the ground she walks on. Those for us who understand the beauty of the human person made in the image of God, then it means something a little deeper, means something a little more profound, because it's touched by the divine. Catholic teaching on marriage is based on the covenant between the God of Israel and his people. And it seems to me that an espoused relationship demands a personal, intimate, sensual spirituality. That what rises out of what God is trying to teach us. As I mentioned earlier, I believe that God provides truth, an ongoing revelation. It's an absolute truth that we continue to discover day after day after day. We also learn that that truth sometimes comes about in surprising places. One that happened to me, and it was many, many, many years ago, happened to me when I was attending the theater, and it is a line from a book that later became a very famous modern musical enjoyed by many, many, many folks. Not unlike our faith, what we hear in the sacred scriptures, for our lives too. It's a very human story. It's a very human story mixed with that divine image and grace. Musical is a story of freedom, oppression, love, hate, death, but at the end, redemption. It's the very last, one of the very last lines of the musical. It's sung by the main character. I'm not going to sing it so that I will save your ears. Dying father raises his hands in prayer and proclaims to his daughter, and remember the truth that once was spoken. To love another person is to see the face of God. Remember the truth that once was spoken. To love another person is to see the face of God.